Man, this is one of those moments because I subscribe to Stars just for this one show. Power. Okay? That's it. I have with me Omari Hardwick, Ghost from Power. Got a lot to talk about. Mr. Hardwick, how are you? How are you, sir?
Chip is a great friend, a dear brother, and he is incredible as a human being, so it's cool that you said that, and you put me in the same sentence with him, so I'm good, man.
Yes, he is, man. And I also have Jalante Mullins.
Oh, yeah.
And how are you?
I'm great. I love that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's it. Exactly. We try to make that atmosphere just for the royalty that's on the show right now.
That's dope. Aww.
Let's talk about what's happening with Real to Real. And before I get into that, man, we love you on Power. Big
Thank
ups
you,
to you. It's
Thank
a remarkable, so remarkable show. But you are a remarkable actor.
Thank
you make
man.
Us believe in ghosts. You understand?
I do understand.
All right.
I do.
So,
I love his Atlanta vernacular. You understand?
You understand, bro. Exactly.
Me? I do. I do.
That.
I feel like it's been, you know, first of all, being a native of ATL, as you know, it's you don't have. Am I maybe the first dramatic actor out of ATL? It might be that. You know, Chris Tucker is like our big time comedic actor out of ATL, and I grew up with him. He's Columbia.
Yep.
I'm from the A, Columbia.
That's right.
And I've been very humbled to be able to be definitely in the conversation as the guy who's, you know, from Atlanta, who people often, you know, mistake for the one role that I'm playing at that particular time, which means that, as you said, I must be playing those roles pretty good, and particularly Ghost. So I'm so happy to be able to say that we're going into our sixth season. I love what Courtney Kemp and Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and Stars is allowed. I typically try to go to the negotiation table telling Stars what you introed, your point with being that you unsubscribe after Power goes off.
That's right.
I go to the negotiation table. I say, guys, I got to be worth something if only Power is being watched in the ways that it's being watched. So I'm happy, man, and I'm happy that I've been able to be a part of Real to Real program and now give back to people that look like me who are filmmakers. That's a really great thing.
Once again, this is Gentleman Jack and Cold Black Entertainment helping support and celebrate the next wave of black filmmakers. They want to open the door. And this year's competition will provide one winning filmmaker with an exclusive screening of their short film in Miami and $10,000 to help their filmmaking dreams. Ms. Mullins, tell us about this.
Thank you so much for calling me Ms. Mullins, because my dad is Warren Mullins.
That's right.
Yeah,
and my
exactly.
mom is Bernadette Mullins.
That's right.
So thank you.
That means you done growed up, child.
You're an adult today.
You're an
yes.
adult.
No, it's so incredible to be speaking on Atlanta Radio. You know, being a kid, dreaming about making films, and then having, you know, nobody ever squashing that dream, not my parents, not my community. So to be here right now, sitting with Omari, talking about winning this amazing contest is just incredible in the city of Atlanta, who has so many great, talented artists in and of itself. So, the contest is amazing. We won last year. I wrote and directed a film called Soulfire. It was executive produced by an actress in town. Her name is Maxie McClintock, and she also stars in it with another actor. His name is Dom Cole. And we partnered with a bunch of really great companies in Atlanta that helped make this dream come true. BarkBark, PC&E, Commander, Moonshine Post, and then there's a DP. His name is Chris Anthony Hamilton. So many people came together to make this film. We made it. I submitted it at the last second.
Wow.
And ended up winning.
I know.
And
isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I think it was literally
the last film. And so God has just been amazing in that sense of allowing me to be able to tell stories from my heart and then for people like Gentleman Jack and Code Black Entertainment to recognize that. So, we submitted it, won $10,000. They flew us down to Miami. We were able to attend ABFF, and there were so many other great storytellers from Atlanta that were there. So you know, it's just such a great time. I always think it's a great time to be alive. It's always a great time to be alive, but especially now, being a creator, not only in Atlanta, but a person of color, and also collaborating with people that are not of color to create great stories for the world, stories that are not black stories, white stories, but stories that are human. So, yeah, it's just been great. I don't know if I answered your question.
You answered it very well. And in the Southern tradition, look at God.
I know.
Look at God.
Listen,
look
this
at
guy.
God. Work. God is a witness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Chris Rock one time said that, right? He goes, once you say God is a witness, that means you ain't lying.
Exactly.
It's so true. And incredibly about this story, what's so incredible is that when I wrote this story, I had been relying on, I'd broken up with my ex, and I remember going to God being like, you had promised me these things. You had promised me that, you know, I would have an amazing marriage and be in love, and now look at my life. And so I wrote the story from that perspective of what does faith really look like. You know, do you have so much faith that you start to look crazy?
Mm.
And I think that's a part of being a filmmaker and a part of being an artist, that you enter contests saying, I am the next great. I do have stories to tell. And so in that, people can look at you like you're crazy, or pursuing a career in the arts, or taking on stories that people don't necessarily think you should tell. All of that almost is a crazy part of faith, and God will reward you for that. And so this is a great testament to that.
I interviewed Spike Lee a few weeks ago, and Spike was in studio. He's a real cool cat. I've interviewed him
boss,
a few times.
Man. My first boss.
Yeah. What was it? Sucker Free City, right?
Sucker Free City.
That's right. Sucker Free City.
Imagine that being your first proctor, your first teacher.
I know, right?
Crazy. Yeah.
And he said something that I thought was very practical and deep at the same time. He said, Rashad, there are actors in Hollywood who go through so much rejection at a stage that it could change them.
Mm.
And he said that's why you have a lot of actors who are sensitive once they make it to a certain level, because they've been rejected. They had way more no's than yes.
Way more.
Okay. What is it like being black in Hollywood?
I tell you what, it is like two different sides of the coin, and I mean that on both sides of the coin, the story is black. You have the story of the black kid who's been raised in a self-esteemed environment that has aided their confidence, so they feel a way. Spike said to me also years ago on that same film, he said, I always know an actor when they walk in a room if they're close to their father or not. I always know. And
wow.
I believe that. And so So on one side of it, if the family has made you feel a way about yourself and that being a positive way about yourself, then the rejection is less damaging, right?
Yep.
But if the family hasn't necessarily made you feel that good, you oftentimes run to storytelling because you need to put the pain somewhere. So you put the pain somewhere and you can make a lot of money doing it, but only if you can get past the rejections. And if you didn't grow up with a great self-esteem, imagine that level of sensitivity. So the better of those that figure out what Spike is speaking about came up in a household that's pretty cool. So maybe it's a PSA moment of me saying, we got to nurture better. Before your kid goes off the dream, you got to nurture their dreams a lot better so that by the time they hear all those no's, it is but water rolling off a duck's back, you know? I never necessarily cared about it. I came from sports, so coaches cuss my ass out every day. So for me, it wasn't as hard. But, yeah, you meet so many insecure, rejected, gifted people who we never see the gift of. Because I just can't get through it. They broke my heart. They told me no. It's like, well, I mean, everybody says no. The world is not fair.
Wow. Yeah. Great lesson. I wish I had more time. I know you guys have a lot to do today. If you would, quickly, what are you guys working on, both of you? What's coming up in the future?
I'm going into a Tyler Perry film within a week. I'll be in Atlanta shooting, so that'll be really dope, you know. Tyler, myself, Tiffany Addis, Tika Sumpter,
nice.
Whoopi Goldberg. So that'll be
wow.
Jonathan?
Yeah, really quickly before I say that, I just want to encourage anybody else out there that wants to submit a film, just go to GentlemanJackFilm.com, submit by May the 8th. You have a chance to win $10,000 and a trip to ABFF. You have to be 21 and over to enter, and then Omari is also doing a tour, some tours in Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Atlanta, Dallas, Miami. Come see him. Come see films. All that great stuff. Right now, I'm working on pilots. I'm trying, you know, I'm open as a director to be hired to do commercials, features. That's my next step.
She's trying to work, y'all.
I am.
She's getting it.
Yeah, and then I'm also creating an online social channel to create content that reminds people about the power within themselves and that we're all better together.
Love that.
Social media, y'all. What's your social media handles?
Mine is Jean Latte and Heartbeat Films.
I am Omari Hardwick Official.
There it is. I appreciate you both. See you next week, homie.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Peace. Realest Man on Radio.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis, Thelma of Good Times. I listen to Real Talk with Rashad Ritchie, the realest man on Talk Radio 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.